Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Support WrestleTalk.
Donate on Patreon.
Making their way to the ring at a combined weight of undeniably sexy, hailing from London, the Wrestle Ramble Podcast!
Hello and welcome to the Wrestle Ramble Podcast. I am Luke Owen and I'm joined by Oliver Davis and El Fagador Laurie Blake. Is what you would have heard with rapturous applause from the wonderful London audience at the Prince Charles Cinema, but we jumped the gun, or rather I jumped the gun. You see, we started the podcast before the team at the cinema had actually hit the record button, and as such, we lost the first 2 minutes or so of the show. But fear not, gentle traveller, as my wife was recording the discussion via a cellular device with video functionality, so we have got some bits and bobs from it. So at the start of this podcast, it might sound a bit terrible, but I promise you it will pick up in a couple of minutes. You just got to stick with it. And there's also a lot of clips in the show, so it might seem a bit visual, but just remember this was a live show for a live audience, and you're listening this in the sort of post-game, the end game, if you will. So I think you'll get the picture, but some of it's a bit visual. Anyway, sit back and enjoy Wrestle Ramble live at the Prince Charles Cinema following our screening of Ready to Rumble, where we're discussing the wrestling career of David Arquette.
I am Luke Owen,
and I'm. Oh, you can chin.
And I'm joined by Ollie Davis.
Whatever are you?
Thank you for asking. And El Fagador Laurie Blake.
Hello.
Hey, I'm
all
right.
I'm here.
Hey, bud.
Right. What do you think of the film?
I loved it.
Yeah.
I hate it so much.
So I asked my lady partner what she thought of the treatment of women in the film.
She said
progressive. This was a film made 2 decades ago.
It felt longer.
Oh, that final outtake where David Arquette is just staring at Rose McGowan's breasts. He's like in this way where Rose McGowan is like really at the forefront of the hashtag Me Too movement. Oh, it's uncomfortable.
Yeah, you can see why she
Normally being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Rose McGowan as the baddie.
Unnecessary.
All necessary. Do you know what I would have liked to have seen more of, though? Perry Saturn and Sid Vicious as, like, the comedy goofballs for
the Jacked Bandits. Like,
like, they would have been... like. When they try and attack Martin Landau, they are genuinely quite funny. Mm. And I think them as, like, Joey Pants' goons would have been, like, really funny as, like, a running gag throughout. It's a shame.
Yeah, Sid Vicious is an amazing over-actor. As, what was it, when they crushed his car? Do you know that clip?
Yeah.
Just screaming at the car for ages. It's brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, those are our thoughts on the film. But I suppose it did lead to, quite famously... this man right here, David Arquette. You can watch on the laptop, it's okay.
Oh, cool, that's better.
Yeah, that's much easier. So, in 2000, WCW was not having the easiest of times, it might be said, and they thought as a way to possibly get some publicity, they would put the World Heavyweight Championship on David Arquette to promote the film and to get some mainstream, mainstream pub. It didn't quite work out. So we've got some clips. Unfortunately, the episode of Thunder... that Arquette won the belt on. It wasn't even a pay-per-view. It wasn't even on Nitro. It was on the show that no one watched. Unfortunately, the episode of Thunder that he won the belt on is not on the WWE Network. So instead, we have got this clip here from the WWE Network Monday Night War series, which recaps David Arquette winning the belt. But before we do, I want to give a special shout-out, nay, boo, to... Randy Andy Datson and Louis Dangor for constantly checking the football scores while that film was on.
Oh, boo. Football is fake.
Matthew of Botchamania quite clearly said, turn your phone off.
Yeah, but it was...
anyway, here is...
who won? The King.
Kerbal did.
The King won.
The King.
Were you not watching?
The King with that great catchphrase of his, King me. Did everyone enjoy that participation line I got wrong?
There was a moment during the film where Ollie turned to me and was like, oh, it's crown me.
got it mixed up with a game of drafts.
Yeah. And I suppose we should really say with Jimmy King that, like, it's Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania 30, Kofi Kingston, WrestleMania 35. Jimmy King, Royal Bash 2000. All-time great title wins. So anyway, here's David Arquette winning the belt.
What if David Arquette won the match and became the champion?
David Arquette will do battle!
Russo was grabbing at straws. I mean, when I told David Arquette that, he started laughing. And he went, yeah, right. And I go, no, they're serious. And he was like... No, bro, we can't do that. I go, I know, but they're doing it.
Here we go. Jeff Jarrett and Eric Bischoff come to the ring to face Diamond Dallas Page and David Arquette. The one man who gets the pinfall will be the winner here tonight.
David Arquette was in the locker room with me, and he asked me, Book, how many times have you won the world championship? And I go, David, I've never won the world championship.
Arquette pairs off with Bischoff. Oh, Bischoff hits the safety rail.
I was reluctant, and I knew that people would be upset, but I thought it would bring some attention to WCW at the time, and it seemed like, you know, what's the harm, really?
Who can score the pinball here?
Spear by Arquette. Oh, Jarrett's got the belt.
Kimberly went down in a heap.
There's no referee, guys.
There's a referee. He's over towards Arquette. One, two, three.
What?
David Arquette won the world title. David Arquette won
What if David Arquette won the match and...
Well, I think wild cards are a better idea to save a wrestling company. When you think it's bad in WWE, it's not actually that bad in the grand scope of history.
Yeah, so thoughts on David Arquette winning the world title?
Made perfect sense. No one would ever be cross about that. Wasn't confusing at all.
Yeah, so
I'm fine with it.
If anyone was a bit confused how that match worked, it was a tag team match where Diamond Dallas Page was the champion, teaming with David Arquette against Jeff Jarrett and Eric Bischoff. And DDP had won the title 8 days earlier, I think, from Jarrett. And the rule was whoever scored the pin would be the champion. And, yeah, Arquette was the one that scored the pinfall.
No wonder he took up yoga. I'd quit after that.
You look confused, Ollie.
Well, so who was the legal man?
Excellent question. because Jarrett also has the pin on Page.
Yeah, yeah. It's like he thinks, and he's on the opposite side.
Yeah. So I'm guessing that, oh, yeah, you're right.
But there was another referee at a point as well.
Oh, yeah, that's Kimberly. That's Diamond Dallas's Page real-life wife at the time, but she was here.
She was just dressed as a ref.
Why was she there?
I'm very confused.
Because Bischoff wanted a special guest referee in the match that would then further screw over Diamond Dallas Page so they could get the title off of him.
And instead they just screwed the entire product. And arguably the wrestling business for 2 decades.
Oh, yeah, like, if this WWE Network show, it just goes on and on and on about how dumb this is. It's just loads of wrestlers going like, well, that was shit.
DDP is so excited to shit on it as well. Like, he's like, he can't,
bro,
we cannot wait.
Like, bro, we can. Bro.
There was one person who really liked it, though. And that was Vince Russo.
Oh.
Here is...
We haven't seen all these clips, by the way. Summer, Luke's got them for us for surprises.
Thank you. Segway. Here is Vince Russo defending the decision.
Still have no issues whatsoever with David Arquette winning the belt.
Vince Russo, whenever we bring that up, he always says, bro, made the front page of the USA Today.
I'll never forget, bro. Next morning, I wake up at the hotel, go down to the front desk to get my USA Today. There's a picture on the front page of the USA Today of David Arquette winning the belt.
That issue of the New York Today did sell well, but it did not equal ratings because no one tuned into Nitro. And apparently that was the when no one tuned into the following Nitro, that was when they realized, oh, this might not have worked. But it did take Nitro to bomb. Also, that episode of Thunder where he won the title also did really poor in the ratings. But Vince Russo blamed it on the show that came afterwards, saying that, oh, it was the show came afterwards, doesn't draw ratings. And that started at 11:05. So that quarter hour of to 11:15, that's not us. When their show ended at 11:20, so it was their quarter hour, and he was just lying.
Bro.
So, David Arquette would go to Monday Nitro, the following Monday Nitro, as the World Heavyweight Champion. And I guess the reason why they thought it would be a good idea is because at the time, he was married to Courtney Cox, who was the star of, like, the biggest sitcom at the time.
Big Bang Theory.
That's the one, yeah. Yeah, and they thought, oh, if we can get Courtney Cox on the show, because David Arquette, like, I love the man, but...
Monica's the draw.
yeah, Cox is the draw. Apart from Scream, like, was there a big David Arquette movement? Did he have, like, a huge fan base?
Eight-Legged Freaks came well after.
Well after, yeah. He would have been champion by that point. So they did get Courtney Cox to star in the, feature on an episode of Nitro. But it wasn't just Courtney Cox they managed to get to feature on the show.
Come on, you could get hurt. You could get killed. This is ridiculous.
I know. I just wish this belt fit a little better.
Yeah, I bet you do. But you know why it doesn't? You're not a wrestler.
Now, baby, is that any way to talk to the heavyweight champion of the world?
Oh, good God. Come on. I think we should talk about this. Yeah, I mean, yes, I'm glad you're going to Birmingham. I'm glad you see my parents, but...
Baby.
No, I think this is dangerous.
Listen, there's nothing to worry about. I'm the WCW champion, baby. I'm telling you, Eric Bischoff, Jeff Jarrett, I need to teach them a lesson, but you got nothing to worry about because Chris Canyon's going to be there, Diamond Dallas Page, they're going to watch my back, you see?
How do you know they're going to watch your...
What's up, Chris? Hey, Courtney.
We got to do our new glove scene right now. How you doing?
Yeah. It's Kurt Russell.
He's the WCW World Champion.
World Heavyweight Champ, baby.
David, you're not a wrestler!
That's not even a word!
So she was just playing Monica?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Kurt Russell was on an episode
of... I thought it was Patrick Swayze for a second when he came on shot.
No, that was Ego himself.
Mm.
Kurt Russell. Good basically Lord. Making fun of the fact that David Arquette won the title and being like, oh, by the way, this is very silly.
Yeah.
Best to completely devalue it. Just run it into the ground even further.
Courtney Cox did feature in another episode of Nitro as well, but it was like the week before.
I thought you were going to say like Matthew Perry or Ross.
Yeah.
What are the other ones?
Date.
Italian guy who sleeps with everyone.
Phoebe. Ugly naked guy from across the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gunter.
No, it was Courtney Cox and Kurt Russell. But of course, this led to infamously Slamboree 2000. Now, that triple decker steel cage match that's in Ready to Rumble, they used that at an actual pay per view. Unbelievably so, they used it. And it was a triple threat match between the World Heavyweight Champion, David Arquette, against the former champion, Diamond Dallas Page, who was his tag team partner, if you remember correctly, and the man who was looking to get the championship, Jeff Jarrett, who is the heel in all of this. At a 2-on-1 disadvantage inside a triple decker steel cage. Mm.
Great match psychology.
Who would like to see clips from Slamboree 2000?
Hey.
This is very much on the network. Look, David Arquette rules.
Got that's that Courtney.
Who has made the unprecedented crossover in sports entertainment? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, from Hollywood, USA, representing, he is the reigning, independent, undisputed WCW Heavyweight Champion of the World.
Telling Arquette, get up top.
David Arquette is on the top turnbuckle.
Oh, right, a big splash, and now Jeff Lee on the way.
So Paige wants Arquette involved at Paige's convenience.
How about the jaw to the ring, Coach Manute?
That always works on so many levels. You're not going to outsmart Jeff Jarrett.
Oh! All right, David Arquette's been bumped around, and he's just trying to get on the way.
Paige brings him right back down into the pits, and Jarrett.
Like a plastic serving tray, or I don't know what it was, but it broke, maybe glass, broke over the head that time of DDP in the hardcore hell. He got the Karen in the nick of time, and David Arquette can only watch, doing the right thing, let him go at it, which is what it was originally designed to do anyway.
A scary moment, the wall of cage two.
Oh, the floor of that cage cannot even really hold a table at a level, steady position. That does not stop DDP from putting Jeff Jarrett in the table on top of the first cage.
Unbelievable. He's brained himself in the trap door again. This is a very foolish move by a very foolish man. David Arquette. What is Arquette doing?
David Arquette sneaking up.
David Arquette's going to the guitar room for Pete's sake.
David Arquette is going to try to win this thing. Can you believe it?
Hey, Mike Awesome.
Mike Awesome's come out.
Where in the world?
Well, now, hold on. Arquette was supposed to help Paige. If there was interference, I would call this interference. Is Arquette going to get the belt? Arquette's going to help himself.
David Arquette.
David Arquette's in the...
They're following the guitar room. Guitars everywhere.
Jarrett's got the guitar one shot. He missed. Paige ducked out of the way.
There's plenty of guitars to go around, guys.
He missed a guitar shot. Can you believe this?
Paige has got another acoustic equalizer. Heading it up to Arquette. That is a great strategy. Equalizer up top with him. Mike Awesome is unconscious on top of the lower level of the cage. And David Arquette ready to knock somebody right out of the park. And it looks like it's going to be
Jeff Jarrett.
Here we go.
Paige going to make it.
They made a thing out of it, yeah.
Thoughts?
I mean, for one thing, they say he's a brilliant movie actor at the beginning. That's a lie. And then the rest happens.
Yeah, so David Arquette turned heel. Mm. And he helped Jeff Jarrett win the belt.
Didn't Mike Awesome take a crazy bump?
Chris Kanyon.
Yes. Just like falls off the side of the cage.
Mike Awesome throws him off the
right.
side, yeah.
It's huge bump. No one talks about it.
Well, WCW tried to keep it quiet as well because it was in the same arena where Owen Hart had died the year earlier. Yeah. That didn't go down well.
No.
And the match itself, actually, I will say, because I watched the match back to get these clips, it is quite fun because it's so wacky. Like, it's a triple-decker steel cage match with David Arquette. And it's mostly Arquette just kind of stays away from everything. And it's just Paige and Jarrett doing stuff. And they're just hitting each other with plunder. There are so many ladder spots throughout this match. I had to chop this thing down to get it down to 4 minutes. It's for like 25. And it is a lot of fun.
It's got a guitar room.
Yeah, right?
It's pretty sweet.
It's got an actual guitar room and hardcore hell.
And a pool if you look hard enough.
So, would you like to hear what the Wrestling Observer said about the match?
Big Meltz, come on.
Big Meltz would say, at a time when the company needed something positive, WCW delivered with Slamboree. The show drew 7,000 fans, which was 4,000 paying, which was a substantial money loser as a live event. The show was on track to do 6,000 paid, but tickets not just stalled, but stopped selling completely with David Arquette added to the main event as world champion.
An anti-draw.
Although he did give it 3.25 stars.
That match. One for each level.
And the quarter for the swerve. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, though. It is like if me, Teenage Ollie, would have booked that match.
Yeah.
Then a couple more table spots.
Can I read you a couple of other things from The Observer? But this one thing, anyway, about the movie and about the promotion for the movie. Just in case, like you said yourself, it is a movie of its time. Comedy was different 20 years ago. The world was different 20 years ago. This is from the Wrestling Observer. Diamond Dallas Page appeared on Politically Incorrect with three of the other stars of Ready to Rumble. He didn't say much, and it was a conversation carried by Rose McGowan based around whether it's better or worse to be a male homosexual or a female one.
Yeah.
It was a different time.
That hasn't dated well.
It has not dated well. So that would thought to be the end of David Arquette's wrestling career. But it was not. Did you know he had a match on Raw?
Was he a guest host?
No, it was during the 2010 Slammies. And he came out to present a Crowd Reaction Award, which was won by Ms. Girl. And then he was...
Oh, my God.
And then he was booked into a 2-on-1 handicap match against Randy Orton, where his tag team partner...
And Ms. Girl.
was Alex Riley.
Hey, love Alex Riley.
This is from Raw in December 2010, which features CM Punk on commentary.
I was like, this is a good pair.
Awesome. Big company pride for me, the team of Alex Riley and David Arquette.
Cole, why do you stand up every time you hear that? Awesome.
because The Miz is the WWE champion. In fact, King, The Miz is the most must-see WWE champion ever.
Really?
In fact, you can check out The Miz on the Jimmy Fallon show this coming Wednesday night.
The Miz said earlier tonight he's going to put Randy Orton to a table. Has to do that on Sunday in Houston in order to keep his WWE title.
David Arquette walks in. This is
here we go.
He almost fell down.
Hitman.
Is he wearing red chucks? What is he wearing? Not the guy you want to get on your pants.
Oh,
not at all.
Oh. Well, we got to tag out David Arquette if you know how to. Just seeing Randy Orton in that position makes me nauseous.
Yeah, bad memories for you, huh, Cole?
Yeah,
the Viper is coiled.
Yeah.
And he's going for the RKO. He strikes. Randy Orton. RKO. Hook to the leg. Orton is rolling. Watch him, Randy. From behind The Miz.
Where that Money in the Bank briefcase symbolizing the way that The Miz won the WWE Championship.
A double suplex.
Randy Orton.
It's blocked. There goes Arquette. And here comes Orton.
From behind.
He tried to crown him.
Well, luckily, Miz got out of the way. There's nowhere to go. Oh! Oh, I want to see this.
Oh, please.
King has his fingers across.
I do. I really do.
I just realized. 2010. Please!
You were genuinely terrified for Arquette taking that
he
bump.
He didn't get up. And when he took a bump into the second rope, just threw himself that way. That show was probably watched by 5 million people as well.
And I would say
over double what Raw gets these days.
A rabid crowd.
Yeah,
that crowd were really into it.
Yeah, okay. It's a draw then. It was a success, just long term.
People
booking.
Just want to see him hurt.
It's
he is a good heel. That's probably where he was slightly miscast in Ready to Rumble, because he's quite annoying.
It's also weird that in Ready to Rumble he's up against Diamond Dallas Page. Yeah, when they were actually put onto TV, they were buddies. Well, until Slamboree, obviously.
Yeah, you need the king in there.
Yeah.
It's because films are fake, Luke.
Oh.
Films aren't fake!
I did like that he tried to crown Randy Orton in that as well. Or king him, sorry.
Stupid. Randy's probably saying.
So, let's wrap this up a little bit with David Arquette's return to the independent wrestling scene. So in 2018, Arquette announced on the Wendy Williams Show that he was returning to the world of professional wrestling. He decided that he had become the butt of jokes among wrestling fans for his World Championship Wrestling run, because Bubba Ray Dudley tweeted that it was one of the worst things he'd ever seen. And David Arquette was like, well, I'll show you.
And Bubba Ray Dudley saw Mega Ran this year.
Good one.
Did anyone else watch Ring of Honor's show, the G1 card?
So he returned under a mask in Tijuana and did a plancha to the floor and broke two ribs.
How old is he at this point? So this was last year.
This was last year.
He's forever 21.
He's probably in his 50s.
Yeah,
right,
you'd expect.
Yeah, and he's done some stuff for Border City Wrestling and Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, and he's also done stuff with House of Hardcore and Warrior Wrestling. Like, he's doing the independent circuit and stuff. And so I have found a series of clips of his return to the independent wrestling scene. Now, I will tell you, they're not as well filmed as that WWE clip was. Some of these are quite shoddy. In fact, I will come to it, but it genuinely annoys me. But this is David Arquette's return to the wrestling scene. Dick, dick, diggity, dick, diggity, dog. Quaking. Dick, dick, diggity. David Arquette's return to the independent wrestling scene. So that last match there was David Arquette and RJ City versus James Ellsworth and Frank the Clown.
Yeah.
I was stunned when I saw that as a YouTube result. I clicked on it very quickly. I was thrilled to see that it was exactly what I wanted. Thoughts on David Arquette's return to the independent wrestling scene?
A strong hurricanrana,
Colt really helped him.
Yeah, but I mean, he was as shocked as anyone that he pulled that off. He, my lord. More power to him. Like, the dives and stuff, yeah. Go for it, man.
Yeah, he is living his best life there. Yeah. Why not? Whatever he's doing now, I haven't seen him in any films or TV shows. He looked in great shape as well. He's throwing himself around. I want to be him when I get to that point in my life.
I think the problem is he's bought into his own mythology with the film. He thinks he's now the character from the film, I think.
Yeah.
And this is him acting this out. Maybe, I don't know, he's lost it completely.
He's waiting for that NXT call. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, they're signing everyone at the moment.
I'll go to AEW.
Offer him $100 million. John, have we got time for one more clip? Yeah? Cool. Right, so it's not been the smoothest ride to the independent wrestling. This is our last clip that we've got of David Arquette. And I wanted to show this one because this is the darker side of Arquette's return to the wrestling ring when he had a death match against Nick Gage that went very, very badly and very poorly for David Arquette. But I couldn't find really good clips of the match itself. But what I did find, however, was TMZ's coverage of it. And I wanted to, yes, oh God is right. And I wanted to show this because this is gutter journalism. This is,
quality journalism.
Just listen to these dingbats talking about what they think they are seeing. But also look at the clips of David Arquette.
When I saw this over the weekend, I just couldn't believe it. What you're about to see, what David Arquette went through this weekend, and I know what you're saying. When I first saw it, I thought, oh, it's a fake wrestling.
Well, that's what I thought,
it's a fake wrestling.
But then when I watched it, I thought, this is not fake.
He was in something called a death match.
Oh,
Friday night. That's an actual fluorescent bulb that was shattered over his head and then used to stab him in the face.
And he's just, look at that, bleeding like crazy. He gets back in the ring and, I mean, this is crazy. I mean, watch this. Just, the guy he's fighting, his name is Nick Gage. This is all real. So at some point, the match turned from a wrestling performance to an actual, like, real, by all accounts, turn into, like, a real battle, real fight.
Look, death matches are known in wrestling as the most brutal and bloody matches, and sometimes in wrestling, yes, they'll use fake blood, but that's real right there. David Arquette really got hit with that light bulb. He was gashed open, and he could have stopped the match. There are ways to get out of those type of matches when you're hurt.
You got to back it up, because I have never heard, and help me out here, oh, my God. I have never heard of
that's the part right there.
Real weapons like this. You know, even when they call it a death match, it's still entertainment, but this was real.
Right.
I have never heard of that.
Harvey, I have never seen somebody get cut up so badly. You're right. They'll use tables that might
they
be weakened in the middle.
They use all the time in these matches.
Yeah.
They do.
I've seen them shatter over someone.
They explode. They use these things all the time.
This was the stabbing part they do. I've seen the breaking before where they just break it over your head. But the part here that seemed over the line or that was different was that he then used the shards to stab him with it.
I mean, people get stabbed.
Hey, guys.
Wow. I've never seen that as an intention.
People get stabbed. What can I say? It's wrestling.
I want to watch these guys watch like Jimmy Havoc clips.
Oh, but they use fake blood though, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, this is real.
So, there's a slip, right? Someone falls over and that's where he gets caught in the neck.
Yeah, he got like legit slashed in the neck and he had to go get stitches and stuff. He was fine.
That's because Gage falls over, right?
Like, yeah, I think that's where it is, yeah. And Arquette, he said in an interview, I also want to apologize to the professional wrestling world for any negative attention this might have brought forth over the weekend, and I have zero plans to be involved in a match like this again, which is probably for the best. I want to know who Michael B. Jordan is ready to fight, though. He's ready to fight a legend, apparently.
He trained too hard for Creed 2, and he thought he was a legit boxer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
so like David Arquette,
yeah, 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 but for boxing, yeah.
So... Final thoughts, let's wrap this up, on David Arquette's wrestling career, starting in WCW through to the WWE, to the bright lights of the independent wrestling scene.
It's backwards. he did it in the wrong order. Yeah. He won the top title in WCW first, and now he's having matches outside, it looks like. Yeah. But, yeah, I think, yeah, it was overall it wasn't good.
No?
But I'm happy for him. It's not his fault. He was presented badly.
Yeah. Sorry, Blake.
I will go back to my original review and say, "Here's a crock of shit." but yeah, I think I respect him for going back and having another go at it. And if this is what he actually wants to do, more power to him. Probably shouldn't. Probably should stop.
He'll be signed by AEW. He'll do a show with AEW.
Yeah, and then he could have that match with Jimmy Havoc. And then we can find out all the uses of fluorescent light tubes.
Oh, that's real. People get stabbed.
People get stabbed. I've never seen people use weapons this way.
Look at the size of my hair. People get stabbed. But that is all we've got time for on this episode of the Wrestle Ramble. Thank you so much for joining us here at the Prince Charles Cinema in London's Leicester Square. Thank you, Ollie Davis.
Cheers.
Thank you, El Fake Adore Laurie Blake.
Cheers.
Thank you all. I love you. Goodbye.
Whoa. Yay.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.